Good morning. We're up to in the Parak Kinyan Torah, I think Kinyan number 13, which is the Yeshiva. Again, there's slightly different versions, but here it means not necessarily Yeshiva, you know, sitting in a Yeshiva per se, okay, but rather Yeshiva in the sense of, according to some, Yeshiva Hadas. You have to have a relaxed frame of mind in order to learn. That's in any discipline. If your mind is on something else, you're agitated, you're nervous, you're concerned about something, anxiety, you can't really concentrate on what you're doing, okay? I mean, we've all experienced it. I'm sure I know I have, that sometimes I want to learn something, but something else is going on, and I can't, you know, I just can't concentrate. It takes a tremendous amount of self-discipline. I remember hearing, I wasn't there, but I think I once mentioned this year, Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg, Zechanah Lebracha, was a Rosh Yeshiva for many years in Yeshivas near Yisrael, in Baltimore. And after Rav Soloveitchik, came to the Rav was Nifter, so someone who was there told me, again, I wasn't there, but he gave like some sort of a hesped or a divrei, you know, divrei hesped, askar of some sort in the base medrash there, either near Israel or in Baltimore somewhere. Anyway, so one thing he said, he was stunned or just was taken with in terms of the Rav, was that the Rav had an ability when he was learning to concentrate exclusively with his full, you know, mental power on what was in front of him, he was learning. And it didn't matter what was going on outside. He could sit, you know, for 7, 8, 9 hours straight. And, you know, he could have World War III breaking out on the street and he wouldn't notice, you know, had that tremendous power of concentration. So not everybody has that power of concentration, obviously, but one wants to be in a good frame of mind, the ability to learn. You have to get yourself in that good frame of mind. It takes discipline. You have to decide, now I'm learning and whatever else is going on, you know, I can put aside. That's one definition of Yishuv. And you mean to sit down and to be, you know, to concentrate, to expend effort. We had earlier because Marbi Yeshiva, Marbi Chochma, right? So the more the person is diligent and able to sit, and I don't think it means necessarily sit as opposed to stand. Some people sometimes, you know, when they're learning, they want to stand up and so on. That's okay too. But the idea is you can't just get it on the fly. Now, you can't just pick up, you know, a little here. You can get ideas. You can pick up the idea over here, the idea over there just by listening. But if you want to really master things in Torah, the step to Kinyan Torah is Yishuv, just concentrating on what you're doing. You know, and hopefully in a setting that's conducive and you don't have too much outside, going on outside. David HaMelech said in the famous Pasuk that we say in the L'David HaShem Ori, before Yom Narayim. So it says, Shivti, Acha Shalom Eis Hashem, Shivti Beis Hashem, Kol Yomei Chayai. Okay, Shivti, right? The one I want to sit. Okay, I want to sit in a house of Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that's what it means also, to be able to concentrate on learning, to be able to be in the right place, to remove other distractions. And not easy. It requires organization, it requires self-discipline, and that's perhaps what it's meant over here by Yeshua. Number 14, and again, there are different ways to count it. I'm counting it as one thing, Mikra and Mishnah. Okay, again, I mentioned to you at the outset that there are different ways exactly how to calculate the 48. So some consider this as two, and some don't consider this as two, whatever. But we'll lump the particular order that I'm using here. We'll lump them as we use them as one. Okay, what does Mikra and Mishnah mean? So again, Mikra means the Tanakh. Okay, Mikra means Tanakh, and Mishnah means the not just Mishnah but the Gemara as well. The plain talk, Mikra Mishnah mean Torah Shmichzav and Torah Shmal Peh. Okay, Torah Shmichzav and Torah Shmal Peh, and it's important because for whatever the reason, this goes back to something we discussed when we had the Mishnah earlier. That said, the ages when a person should learn something, and the first thing to master is Mikra. Okay, a person really should have knowledge of the Torah Shebichtav. Remember, we had you're supposed to start learning Mikra at the age 5, and then Mishnah 8, 10, and at age 15, you come to Talmud, and it's not necessarily the best system. The Maharal Prague, years after the Mishnah, thought that it was a mistake the way we do it now. Many people feel that how do you teach Gemara to little kids before they even know what's in Tanakh, before they even know what's in the Mishnayos and so on. And educationally, it's not necessarily the best thing. That is the way it's done now. Okay, but one should not minimize the importance of Mikra. you know, in some places, in the yeshivas of old, some, you know, knowledge of mikra was almost a given. You know, you see so many times in the Gemara, they quote a pasuk from Eov and a pasuk from Devarim, just like nothing, right? I mean, obviously, the Chazal knew the psukim. They knew Tanakh very, very well. And, you know, many people study Gemara, don't know Torah well. You know, the old joke is that a person, you know, someone there came across a concept, you know, something like, whatever it was, you know, it says, Vamesia Lo. You know, which is in Mishpatim. Says, oh, yeah, it's a Pasuk in Bava Kamma, right? It's a Pasuk in Bava Kamma. It's a quote in Bava Kamma, but it's a Pasuk in the Torah. You know, people have to be familiar with the 24 Chav Dalad Svarim of Tanakh. That's an area of the study that's neglected. I'm not saying I'm better than anybody else. You know, I've tried to go through certain things and read. And I think it's important. There's a fellow in my shul who has different Siddurim. One of his Siddurim is in Tanakh. He goes through, I don't know if it's a Tuprak, I don't know what exactly his order is, but I've been to a number of siyumim that he's made on the entire Tanakh. I made a siyum on the entire Tanakh. It's a good idea. Okay, you know, it's now, the truth is, many are familiar with the fact that the Talmud that we study is called Talmud Bavli, so that includes, you know, Psukim and Mishnayos and Moros. You can get everything together, okay? Still, because a lot of times the Gemara quotes the pasuk. I've tried to show you, even in our learning this year, or whenever we learn with me, I always try and start with a pasuk. You know, I try and show you what pasuk in the Torah. Just see it inside. See the pasuk. You know, see when I make sheets, even with my other shiurim, also outside the framework of the yeshiva, if there's a pasuk quoted, I always try and put the pasuk in the source sheets. So people say, it's a pasuk quoted. Whatever it is, a pasuk in Tanakh. It's a pasuk. So just be familiar with Psukim. I think it's a good idea, not just that Chazal Stam quoted it. They knew it well, and we study well also. Okay. As I said, many Gedolei Torah, they say, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky also, he had a regular Seder in studying Tanakh besides the Parsha Shavua. That's a different thing, to be Mavir Sedra. That's a different thing. It's also important. Everyone should be Mavir Sedra. You know, at least with Shnayim Mikra Vechad Targum, that's not a recommendation. It's a siman in Shulchan Aruch. You know, and if you do an Aliyah day, that's what I found. You do an Aliyah day, it's not so difficult. You know, it's not so difficult. It's not that long. So that's an important point. As I said, Mikra and Mishnah, to know to be familiar with Tanakh, to study Tanakh also, even when you're studying other things like Gemara. Don't neglect the study of Tanakh. And of course, Mishnah means Torah Shema Peh. Mishnah means it's not proper. Just study Tanakh. So it's almost impossible to understand what the Tanakh is even saying without seeing the Torah Shema Peh. So we don't need to, spend any more time on that. Okay. The last one for today is, interestingly enough, Miut Shena. Miut Shena. Okay. That's the, again, there are different orders here also. I just want to mention. Okay, some people have Miut Shena a little bit later. The order is different in different texts to the Mishnayos, but again, the one I'm following here, this is Miut Shena. Okay. The idea is, by the way, I should also mention, just one second. Just a moment. So make sure I keep my numbers in order over here. So we're going to use this one as number 15, even though some of the Mishnayos are in different order. Okay, Miut Shena, not slipping too much. Now, the idea here is everything has to be done at the right time. Okay, and a person sleeps too much, so then you're too sleepy, right? Then you're not going to accomplish anything. A person's going to hang around and stay asleep in and so on and so forth. So you end up wasting a lot of time, okay? And just like people are disciplined to get up to go to work, because, you know, you have to make a living. So how could I rather sleep in, but I have to go to work, and people go to work very early in the morning because that's what time the boss expects them in, or they have to catch the train or the bus or whatever. They have to get in by this time. So you get up and you go. The same thing with the approach in learning, okay? To say, well, today, I don't have to go to work, and I only have to learn, so I can sleep later. I don't know if that's the right attitude, okay? Miut Shena means, doesn't mean no sleep at all, very important, okay? In fact, the Taz and others decry the fact that sometimes you have students in yeshiva who stay up very, very late at night. They're up till all hours of the night for the learning, but then they're exhausted, not able to function the next day. So what have you gained exactly? That's what some of the poskim say. It's wrong what goes on, especially with the younger guys. They learn the, till, I don't know, crazy hours of the morning, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. And then the next day, they're non-functional. Most people need a certain amount of sleep. It's healthy to sleep. So the Mishnah does not mean that a person should eliminate sleep. Okay, for most people, everybody's different. Certain, everybody physically is different. Some people need more sleep. Some people need less sleep. But it doesn't mean you should have no sleep. You understand that the minimum amount of sleep is necessary to have kayach, to have the strength. You'll learn to think clearly also. If you're exhausted all the time, so you don't think clearly, so that'll impact your learning as well. So the Mishnah should not be understood as saying not to sleep at all. But to go the other direction, just always want to take a nap and always sleep. No, sometimes you have to push yourself, just like, again, you would push yourself in your job. Okay, I mean, the Medrash Shmuel, with the classic commentary on Pirkei Avos over here, says that, if you view Torah as like a wealth, right, Osher with an eye in wealth, so then again, you pursue wealth, you're willing to do a little more, you're willing to get up early, you're willing to travel, you're willing to schlep, you're willing to do this because you can make a few extra dollars. I'm not saying you shouldn't do that, but the same thing should be true of Torah. You push yourself a little bit, sometimes, and for some people, you have what's called a power nap. You can lie down for 5 minutes, and wake yourself up and set your alarm, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and then that gives you more strength to go further. Again, you have to know what's healthy, but part of the problem is, too many people, and I enjoy sleeping, don't get me wrong, okay, but if you want to accomplish in learning, don't sleep more than you need to. But on the other hand, you should sleep. Pasuk says, "Vagisa b'yom v'laila." Okay, and the Chazal say that laila, night, was created for learning. So yes, of course, a person should learn at night. The Rambam is clear in Hilchos Talmud Torah. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah requires learning sometimes, some bit during the day and some bit during the night. There's no question, okay, that a person has to learn at night. But at a certain point, a person needs to sleep, and you train yourself. To sleep when you're supposed to sleep, but when you're up, this is what I'm concentrating on, and that's what's going to lead you to success in Torah. Also, miyut shena may mean while we're awake, sometimes we're sleeping. I may not be physically sleeping, but many people daydream. And when I was in high school, so one of my rabbeim, Rabbi Dulitz, was a legendary figure in those days in MTA. He taught English in the afternoon also. He was preparing us for SATs. So he used a lot of SAT words, and as you say, I have too many boys in my shir who are somnambulating. Somnambulating means to sleepwalk, okay? But that's what you say. Guys are somnambulating, okay? This was an SAT word. Those, I don't think they still have these vocabulary words in the SAT, but in those days they did. So, but that's the thing, too. Sometimes people are daydreaming, okay, and mind wanders and so on. You're wide awake, okay, and you're not sleeping, but you're certainly not concentrating. So miyut shena may also mean not only, in terms of discipline yourself in terms of physically sleep, going to bed and closing your eyes and so on. But even when you're awake, to push yourself, to concentrate on what you're doing. It goes back to, not the previous one, Mikra Mishnah, but the one before that of Yeshiva. Okay, Yeshiva Adas. Now I'm concentrating on this. And it's such an important thing to recognize that a person should do what he's supposed to do at the time that he's supposed to do it. Okay, there is a time for sleep. Okay, at night you go to sleep. Shabbos afternoon, you take a rest, and so on and so forth. There's a time for sleep, and that's the time to sleep. Okay, but you have to figure out what your schedule is, that when it's a time to do this, that I'm concentrating my full effort on this activity. Again, to go the parallel, take the parallel. If you go to work, it's expected. You can't be, we have an English expression, you can't be sleeping on the job. Okay, if you sleep on the job, you get fired. Okay, sleeping on a job doesn't only mean you're physically going to sleep, or maybe that also, but it also means you're half asleep, you're not paying attention, you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. A person wants to reach success in Torah, then you can't do it with half, with half asleep. You're listening half asleep. Then you'll make a mistake, you'll misunderstand. And even sometimes you find in the Gemara, okay, the Gemara makes a statement, kinayim v'shachav rav. You remember that expression? Rav, rather. Something to that effect, right? Rav must have said this when he was half asleep, right? He was half asleep. Sometimes it happens. People get tired. Okay, the famous drasha, Rabbi Akiva, Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva said that how is it that Esther, the Purim story, ruled over 127 provinces? It has to see connected it because she was the descendant of Sarah, Sarah Imenu, lived 127 years. Where did that come up? And what's one thing got to do with the other? So that's the Gemara. The Chazal said, the Medrash says that the Rekiva was giving a shir. Notice everyone was drowsing. Everyone was drowsy. Everyone was dozing off. So he said a thing about Esther and her son. What? Woke everybody up. Okay, woke everybody up. He said some funny connection. Doesn't have a connection. That inspired everybody to wake up. All right, sometimes you have to do tricks also to keep yourself awake. Sometimes you have to concentrate. As I said, everyone's got a different way of doing it. But, you know, reviewing your head or putting things in a certain order, that's what it means to concentrate. So these two are related. Yisha, which we had at number 13, and Miyuchena. So I want to stress again, Miyuchena does not mean that a person should not sleep at night. It's not healthy. And you're not going to be, and most people, there are exceptions. They say they've only gone, didn't need much sleep. Okay, they've only gone, they said he slept 4 half-hour segments a night, something like that. Okay, that's a rare person. It's a rare person who's able to function. But most people, they don't get enough sleep. They're not able to function the next day properly because they're too exhausted and certainly not able to think clearly. And your reflexes are dull and your response is dull. So miyuchena, I stress, does not mean limiting sleep entirely, but it means, having an appropriate time to sleep and not, just sleeping in, just because it's pleasant or it's comfortable. The Shulchan Aruch itself, this will finish with today, begins with the opening phrase, Yisgaber ka'ari lamod bavok, alavos bori. Sometimes have to be strong like a lion, And sometimes it's freezing cold, so you don't want to get out of bed. And sometimes it's lazy and warm, and who feels, it's a good day to rest in. Okay? And Yisgaber ka'ari, you need to have the strength of a lion to get up and serve our Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the same thing in terms of Kinyan Torah. Okay, we'll stop over here. And the Shir Mitzvah Hashem will be.